I remember getting this little graduation hat. It wasn't for me, I know, but like, well, I have it. Anyways, it had a verse in there that, I really liked because, actually, I don't know why I got it. Anyways, it's Proverbs. I don't know anymore. It's, okay, Proverbs 4:7. With all your acquiring, get understanding. I think it was a different version, but like, Okay, it says, wisdom is great, therefore get wisdom. I never really gave that much thought, but like, it was one that like, you know, get smarter or like, that's all it was to me. Get smarter, you know, get good grades. That's all God was to me, you know, like, great advice, you know, okay. It's Sunday. Oh, listen to the sermon. It's good. Yeah. And then, like, go home and then thinking it's, like, it's out of mind, out of sight, or out of sight, out of mind. And I just forgot it. And that's all God was to me, you know. Just the thing I put in my pocket to remember only on Sundays. And, it's only recently, like in the past 2 years, that God has meant so much more to me, than just get wisdom, get smarter. It's largely because of TD and all the counselors and all the messages that Arthur, Sandra, Frank, and Mike have given. And it's only just recently that they've touched my heart. Like, before it was just, when is this over? Seriously. I was just bored out of my mind. This doesn't apply to me. This isn't, why am I here? Snacks are after this, so like, but, especially this year, God has pushed me out of my comfort zone, and, especially with being a senior servant this year, I really had to battle my fear of just reacting with people, or, I just, really awkward, really self-conscious, really just, should I do this, should I do that, what if I do this, will they look at me a certain way, or, but, you know, through this, you know, God, He has been there for me every step of the way. Like, every time I felt nervous about approaching one of my small group girls, it's just, hey, how are you doing? And, you know, trying to do my best to just, put on a good face and to, just present myself as someone who's outgoing, but I'm not, and God has really been there for me every time I've spoken with one of my girls and just comforted me. It's okay. They don't bite, you know. and just being there for me when like through my time of fear gave me a lot of courage to just, you know, just talk to them like my friend. And oh, thank you. right, and not only that, God has just like Jackie said, like I think for both of us, God has really been showing me how selfish I am, like little things, letting my mom just pick up after me and put up with my tempers and like I let myself be angry and I take it out on her, I take it out on my dad, and just you know how ugly my heart is. I know Jackie said that before, but like I just take and take and take, and that's all I ever do. And I realize this, right? So, and I know that I wronged God by being selfish, by being inconsiderate to my parents, to my friends, to everyone around me. And I've been afraid to, like, go to God because, you know, I've done something wrong. And I'm just so embarrassed that I do these things. And, like, how can I do what is so hated, what you hate most, or what God hate most? And but when I actually do go to him in prayer and I do ask for his forgiveness, and I know how much I confess how much I know that it hurts him, and he's always given me comfort. And like little things, like when I had back in speakers tournament, when I was going to answer, why do I believe in the Bible? I encountered the question, do I really even believe in the Bible? And I asked my mom, and she said that if you really, truly want to believe, then it doesn't matter if you feel like God is not with you. He probably is. And that cheered me up some. But, like, the thing that really got to me was we went to the Chinese market, like, down the street, or I don't know where, but somewhere near here. And we were walking down the aisles, and I was silent, but there was on the stack of crackers a Nutella, a bottle of Nutella chocolate spread, and that was the only one, and my mom got it for me, and it was like it was there just for me to cheer me up, and is that, you know, comfort food or like some such, but like it told me that God was there, you know. He doesn't say, I'm here, in, like, big, flashy ways. Well, sometimes he does, but, like, it's the little things. And the little things that I've noticed along the way and that tell me that God is there and by my side, listening to everything I say. And there's this one passage that Eunice shared with me, Psalm 139. I'm just going to read like those really. O Lord, you have searched me and have known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high, I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb, and I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Thank you. And it's just really touched me how God knows. God's telling me through this passage that He knows what I'm going through, and He just knows, like, the right moment to give me comfort, or, and I thank God that He's gonna continue to comfort me and be in my life, and as He's proven so far. And I just want to thank him so much for everything. Thank you.
I know she was talking about Mike, okay, but but it's okay. He's coming along. But when I was up here, I did see Dorothy kind of like doing one of these and kind of like, what am I doing here? I knew that. I can see it. I told Frank back there, if I had a buck for every time I heard someone say that, I'd be pretty rich right now. But if I had a dollar for every time I heard someone say, but you know what? God's word suddenly started getting in. Those seeds were planted, I didn't know, and now it's starting to change my life. I'd be pretty far off as well, because that's what God's word does. It's why we do what we do here. You guys don't know. You think it's, oh, what are we doing? Word of God for an hour and a half. Not 2 hours. I've never done 2 hours. An hour and a half. You know, an hour and a half. And you know... But can I ask you, what better hour and a half could you ever spend than the immortal Word of God? Objectively, is there anything more powerful, more dynamite in this world than God's Word? Is there? And so maybe we give it to you in doses, but it gets there, and that's the only way the roots can start taking. And what's been really a joy to see is people like Dorothy actually come, and then there it goes. God's Word grabbing a hold. And your journey is just really starting, so it's going to be very exciting. Reminds me, Dorothy, you kind of remind me of Kathy a little bit. Because Kathy, in her senior year, kind of something happened, and just saw Kathy blossom, and the God's Word just took a hold of her, too. And it's really neat to be around and to see things like that happen. But any questions for Dorothy? Anybody have any comments or questions?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.